Early Dark Energy from a Higher Dimensional Gauge Theory, by Kentaro Kojima et al. The Hubble constant estimated from the CMB measurements shows large disagreement with the locally measured value. This inconsistency is called the Hubble tension and is vastly studied in recent years. Early dark energy, EED, gives a few percent contribution to the total energy density of the universe only at an epoch before the recombination, and it is considered as a promising solution to the tension. A simple realization of EED is given by dynamics of a scalar field, called the EED scalar, and models including the EED scalar are extensively studied in the literature. In this paper, we present a novel EED scenario based on higher dimensional gauge theories. An extra component of gauge fields associated with a compact extra dimension behaves as the EED scalar at low energy and has a periodic potential, which has a similar form as potentials for pseudo-Nambu-Goldstone bosons, PNGB. In a five-dimensional U-1 gauge theory, we show that a scalar field that originates from the gauge field can give EED through its dynamics in a PNGB-type potential with a suitable choice of parameters in the theory. We focus on the scenario where EED is explained by the scalar field and clarify constraints on the fundamental parameters of the gauge theory, such as the gauge coupling, the compactification scale, and the mass parameters for matter fields. We also find that a sufficient dilution of EED requires non-trivial relations among U1 charges of matter fields. With specific matter contents, we numerically solve the time evolution of the scalar field and confirm that its energy density behaves as an EED. In our scenario, the parameters of the gauge theory and predicted properties of EED are related to each other. Thus, the cosmological restrictions on the EED properties provide insights into higher dimensional gauge theories. This was Early Dark Energy from a Higher Dimensional Gauge Theory, by Kentaro Kojima et al.